picking up a position near the front of the long, snaking column.
One resounding quake while we are on this section of the trail, and that will be all she wrote. I have seldom seen such a perilous place.
With no warning, something had flown into the flank of Ryan's pony, and Ryan struggled to stay atop the bucking animal. Ryan fought the pony, struggling to keep it under control. He gripped its body with his knees, leaning away from the drop. But the pony was beyond any help.
Ryan! Jump!
It's going!
Ryan sensed the balance being lost, and he kicked his way out of the stirrups, throwing himself sideways to his right. Ryan was quickly on his feet, walking the few shaky steps to the brink of the gorge. Christy, Doc, and Jack were all off their animals, running to him.
You all right, lover?
Ryan nodded. Feeling his pulse, he's back towards normal. He turned from the chasm and pushed past a gaggle of foot soldiers, catching the eye of Takai Yashimoto, who was staring intently at him.
What spooked it? Loose stones?
No. Someone fired something at it. I heard it hit on the flank behind the saddle.
Ryan stooped to look at the ground, his eye caught by something glittering in the loose red dirt.
What is it?
Ryan held out the palm of his hand, showing half a dozen small steel balls.
From that pachinko game they play. Must have used a catapult. Something like that.
Suddenly, Mashashiga appeared at his elbow, holding out his hand to take the steel balls.
Many of my men use catapults for sport. There is no possibility of finding who was responsible for this attempt at murder. I regret this.
Another pony was found for Ryan, an iron-jawed brute with a suppurating growth over one of its eyes. JB walked his animal alongside Ryan, now that the trail was wide again.
Reckon it was Yashimoto?
Yeah, probably not. We were all so close together, it would have been difficult to fire a catapult at me without the risk of one of us spotting him.
But he was behind it?
Probably. If there's a firefight at this Ronin camp, then it might be a good idea for one of us to try and take him out.
Christy was alongside Ryan, her eyes wide.
Gaia, you mean chill him?
Sure. Best enemy's a dead one.
You don't know it was him who tried to kill you.
He threatened me, that's enough. You don't have to see the eye behind the gun sight to know whose finger's on the trigger. But we'll only do it if we get a clear, safe chance.
Looks like the scout's seen something ahead. He's coming back in a hurry.
Ronin camp? God, but I'll be pleased to get off and walk a bit.
Far below them, they could see a rocky headland groping its way into the leaden ocean. It was obvious that the camp was abandoned as soon as the head of the column moved within a quarter mile of the jutting headland. A thin pillar of white smoke rose from the ashes of what had once been a big cooking fire at the center of a trampled patch of cropped turf, marked with the faded shapes where tents had stood and where a number of horses had been tethered. Mashashiga held up his hand to stop the advance as they closed to within 100 yards. Hideyoshi and Yashimoto joined the shogun. He looked around and beckoned for Ryan and the others to ride forward to the head of the war party. It was an exposed section of land, with bedrock showing through the gray turf in many places, crisscrossed with the narrow tracks of wild sheep or goats. There was nowhere for ambushers to hide and wait.
This is known as a place of magic, very old and rich with spirits of ancestors.
White-topped waves were breaking high over the weed-slick rocks, kicking up a constant spray that turned into magical rainbows and then vanished.
What kind of magic would that be?
There was once a fortress here, commanded by a great warlord called Takeda Shingen. He had appointed a young samurai as deputy shogun in his place, and his youth became fascinated with the magic. He communicated with spirits of the past and ghosts from the darkness. White-faced princesses that wished to drink blood from the throat of the samurai. There, see broken walls where once was a mighty palace.
It was difficult to see much of a pattern among the tumbled boulders, though Ryan conceded that there was some possible evidence of regularity in the lines of rock.
But he angered the Great Ones. He had proclaimed he would become immortal, and that nothing in the heavens or on the earth would ring roar the walls of his great house. That night there came dragons with golden scales, raging with flame-filled mouths from the north. And there was fire and great destruction. By dawn, not a man or woman lived, and not one stone stood upon another.
Now it looks like all your enemies have left this place.
So it would appear. But can that truly be so?
The Shogun raised his hand, beckoning four more samurai to join their inspection. The Shogun, his samurai, and the half-dozen curious foreigners rode towards the extinguished fire. There was a short spear thrust into the ground, close to a large shape hidden under a green tarpaulin, a shape that looked uncommonly like a body, with a pool of congealing blood seeping from it. The spear had a length of white linen tied to it, dabbed with Japanese symbols. The Shogun dismounted and unfolded the banner.
It says, "See how we welcome Rod Mashashiga, the dead pretender to an empty throne." Then it finishes by warning me to ready myself for Shinda Tsumori. That is difficult to translate for Gajin. It means looking forward to your death.
Could I look under the covering, Lord?
I think that I know what it is that we shall see.
Beneath the cloth was the carcass of a large pig. It had been crucified with daggers, its throat slit and belly ripped open, in a mockery of the seppuku ritual of suicide. As an additional insult, its genitals had been hacked off and inserted into the tusked mouth. On its flank was another line of symbols.
It says, "As I am, so shall you be." The Ronin are in a merry mood.
The fire was lit at some time during last night, Lord. We didn't cross their tracks. They must have gone near the sea.
Or taken to boats. Ryan Kodor, you have a thought on what they have done?
I think they knew exactly when you were coming. This was timed too well. And that means you have an informer in your ville, a spy, probably traveling with us now. You found some way of warning them of when you'd get here, so they could leave at the right moment. Been done for maximum effect. Well planned. The three senior samurai looked at one another in silence.
How do we know that the spy is not one of you? You arrived here by chance, as you say. But you may be working with the Gekokujo.
What are they?
Those who would wish to overthrow the chosen leaders from beneath.
The Shogun turned to his other samurai.
Check to see if bolts were used. I believe that your thinking was correct in its details. There is a spy here with us, and we must guard our backs from every shadow.
Ryan quickly looked around. His pony suddenly became even more restless, skittering sideways and tugging at the bridle that Ryan held in his hand.
Another quake? No! It would not dare to rebel against those who follow the great Lord Mashashiga.
As Ryan looked toward the distant army, he saw a sight that would have been funny and remarkable had it not also been an uneasy harbinger of danger. Hundreds of rabbits were bolting from a massive warren that undermined the whole hillside. A second glance showed Ryan that they were all running away from the water, where the epicenter of the disturbance seemed to be located.
Gaia, will you look at...
Christy was pointing out to sea, where the calm pewter surface was ruffled, as though a localized whirlwind had sprung up, churning the ocean to a frothing maelstrom.
It is an underwater quake. I think this might not be very pleasant. Sometimes there are tsunamis, great waves. We should retire.
Now the very bedrock itself seemed to be turning to shifting liquid, sliding and moving, with long cracks running away under their feet.
Oh, holy shit!
The sea foamed and raged, with bubbles bursting from the deeps, kicking up a throbbing turbulence. The waves were growing taller, raging in towards the promontory far below them, where the samurai were now fleeing for their lives.
Let your horse go, Doc!
Higher ground, or we are all doomed!
Dark night!
JB was still staring out at the ocean, looking past the straggling doomed figures of the leading samurai. In their turn, they were gazing behind them at the fearful convulsions of the water, where the waves were raging higher and higher from the center of the quake. JB watched as the first of the tsunamis was already gathering appalling momentum about a mile out. Ryan's guess put the foam-topped tidal wave at between 50 and 100 feet, racing shoreward, followed by several other, slightly smaller breakers. Behind him, crimson and white soldiers were running back up the hill, going for the higher ground. The few remaining samurai had abandoned their panicked horses and were running with the rabble, slowed by the heavy armor. Ryan noticed that none of the samurai had thrown away any of their weapons. Hideyoshi, Yoshimoto, and Mashashiga were all following their men, trying to strike a balance between dignity and fear, striding up the slope with an ungainly haste. And far below them all,